Thank you for tuning in today to Real Life Radio. I want to welcome all the listeners who have tuned in to our session, 15 Minutes of Wisdom. It's such a pleasure to come and to share with you again from the Word of God. I'm feeling really excited today. Each time I get the opportunity to come and to share with you, I am really excited. And before we go any further, I want us to just go before the throne of grace and to just welcome the Holy Spirit into this session. So let us pray. Father, we thank you, God, that you have brought us together again in this fashion to share one to another from your word. Father, I thank you for every listener that, oh God, that you have brought to this session today. I pray that you bless them, oh God. Furnish them with your wisdom. Have your way in this session, 15 minutes of wisdom. Father, we pray that your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Today I want to share with you on the topic, little by little. And our wisdom scripture is taken from Exodus chapter 23, verse 20. And it reads, "By little and little, I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land." Now, you may be wondering what I mean when I say little by little. We all go through a process. We all go through stages. We all take small steps in order to reach our destination. So when I say little by little, I'm talking about the procedure and the processes that we all have to go through in order to reach a desired destination. In school, we are promised a certificate, or we are promised a qualification that will qualify us to get a particular job. And so we go through grades, we go through semesters, we go through days, we go through months, we go through years, until we have fulfilled all the requirements, and then we get this certificate or we get this qualification and we become qualified to perform in a particular position. In society, we climb the social ladder. We get jobs, and then we go through different stages in our jobs in order to reach in better positions, in order to get a better pay, in order to reach a particular status, a desired status. And so it is in our Christian walk. God, he brings us through stages. We start off as a little baby in the spirit. But then God, he takes us a little at a time. He takes us step by step, stage by stage, until we learn how to be patient, until we learn how to endure, until we learn how to be disciplined in the spirit, until we learn how to love as God loves, until we learn how to be faithful and how to hope in the Lord and how to trust in his name. And eventually, we will be conformed, fully conformed to the measure of the stature of the fullness of the image of Christ. And so now we see how very important the little by little process is that I am sharing with you today. Back in the days when the children of Israel were held captive in the land of Egypt, God called them to possess a land that he had already prepared for them. He told Abraham that he will bring him into a land that he had prepared for him. And now it was a time for the children of Israel to enter this land, but they were held captive in the land of Egypt. Firstly, God had to free them from this bondage. And so God freed them from this bondage. And then he brought them on the battlefield in the presence of their enemies. And after he brought them in the presence of their enemies, he told them these wonderful words. He said, "Little by little, I will bring you into the promised land." And not only that, but he said, "Until you be increased and inherit the land." And so in our process of little by little, it's not in vain, but it's that God is increasing us little by little, step by step, time after time. He's increasing us in order for us to occupy the office or the position or the purpose that he has called us to from before the beginning of time. In our Christian walk, God, he called us from our mother's womb. The Bible says that God called Jeremiah from before he was conceived in his mother's womb to be a prophet to the nations. And so it is with us today. God has called each and every single one of us to occupy a particular position, a particular purpose, a particular office. And in order for us to occupy this office, he has to bring us step by step, stage by stage, position by position. He has to bring us there a little at a time. Now, one of the most important prerequisites for us to enroll in God's program is to believe and to submit to his authority. And this is done when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we believe him, then we put ourselves in the divine position, in the divine purpose. And then God, he begins to bring us step by step, stage by stage, little by little, until we be conformed to the image of Christ. The Bible says that he who began a good work in us is able to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And this is what God desires when he brings us through this process of doing things little by little, of taking us step by step, stage by stage, until we be conformed to his image. After we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is one other thing, one other very important thing that has to happen in order for us to venture into the purpose of God. God has to deliver us from the bondage of sin. Sin has us bound. The Bible says that we've all been born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And so in order for us to be free from this sin, then God has to free us. And so when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, God, he frees us from this sin. But then the next stage is to enter onto the battlefield. This is something that we are not taught. Often we are not taught it, especially when we just come into the faith. We are not taught that we, as soldiers, we enter into a real war. A real war where we wrestle with the rivalry of the enemy. Satan is our enemy. And when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, when we are freed from the bondage of sin, then we become an enemy of Satan. And Satan, he begins to fight us. And this was similar to what the children of Israel went through. When God freed them, he freed them from the captivity of Egypt, but they remained an ex-enemy. They had to God had to bring them through the Hittites and the Perizzites and all the other nations, all the other enemies. He had to bring them through all these enemies a little at a time until they possess the promised land, until they be increased and possess the promised land. And so now we see how important it is, the process of little by little. We all have to go through this process. We all have to go through these procedures that God brings us through in order to qualify us, in order to conform us to the image of his son. And in the process, in the little by little process, there are a lot of things that we learn along the way. As I said before, we learn endurance. The Bible says that in James chapter 5 verse 1, it says that, "Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy." There is no endurance in haste. When we haste, we do not endure, because we cannot learn how to endure in haste. And so when we go through our trials, and when we fail, and when we have to get up and walk again, we learn how to endure. And we learn how to be patient. So patience is the next important attribute that we learn as we go through the process, the little by little process. The Bible says in James chapter 5 verse 7, it says that, "Be patient then, my brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield his valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and the spring rain. The farmer knows what it is or what it's like to go through this process of patience. A farmer has to be very patient. You plant your crop, the crop germinates. Sometimes the crop, it looks as if it's going to die. But the farmer, in his patience, he waits on the day of reward. His reward is to reap a mature fruit that will satisfy his tongue. And so he waits, and so he goes through the process. He goes through the stages until he reaps his reward. And so it is in our Christian walk. We go through our little by little processes until we learn and until we are conformed to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. We not only learn how to endure and how to be patient, but we also learn how to be obedient. We learn how to be disciplined. We learn how to have faith, how to hope, and how to trust in the Lord. The Bible says that we should trust in the Lord with all of our heart, and we should not lean to our own understanding. But in our Christian walk, as we go through the stages, as God brings us a little at a time, it is easy to lose our way. It is easy to lose sight of the fact that God is bringing us. And so sometimes we fall. Maybe that's why the Bible says that the righteous will fall 7 times, but he will rise again. He will rise again as God brings him through the processes, as he brings him little by little by little. Sometimes he will fall down, and it is very important for us to know this. Sometimes, as we go through the stages of our Christian walk, sometimes we fall down, but don't give up. Get up, stand up, and keep walking, keep enduring, keep pressing. The Apostle Paul, he puts it this way. He said, "I press towards the mark." There is a mark. God has promised us a reward, and that reward is eternal life. Not only that, but he has promised to conform us to the image of his Son. And in this process of conforming us, he has to take us a little at a time. It's very timely what God does, and we must submit to his own timing. We should not depend on our own timing, but we should depend on the timing of the Lord. And so now, I hope you're seeing, and I hope you're understanding how important it is to go through the stages and to allow God to take us a little at a time until we reach our promised land. Just as how God promised the children of Israel, he said, "I will bring you little by little, and I will increase you until you possess the promised land." And this is what God is saying to us today. He is saying that don't lose courage. Don't give up. I am bringing you somewhere. I have a plan for you. I have a plan for your life. And I am going to bring you there a little at a time, step by step, stage by stage. Just endure with me. This is what God is saying to you today. Just endure with me. Just go with me through the process. Don't lose courage. Hold on and never give up. And so I want to encourage you today. I don't know what you're going through. I know there might be a diverse set of listeners that are listening today. You might be going through all sorts of things. You may be going through marital problems. You may be going through problems with your children or with your neighbors or whoever. With your church brethren, all I'm saying to you today, allow God to work in your life and to work it out for you. Give him the time of day and allow him to take you a little at a time until you reach the full conformity to the image of his Son. Today I want to share with you, before I go, a poem that I wrote. It is entitled "In the Dark," and it goes like this. In the depths of the dark, often souls find spark. In the grave, in solitude, something cradles in the brood. And often depths derail. Sightlessness can hinder sail. Yet dark awaits a light. It is what happens after night. for life is roused deep. Flames find franchise as we sleep, and lest a seed be gone away, a seed is not rescued in the day. Still faith finds courage when it's tested, and death finds power resurrected. Nothing cannot hold me down, for if I die, I must rebound. And in the deepest depths of dark, in Christ my soul shall spark, for I find cradle in the deep, and in my spirit ever leap. God bless you today. And as you go through your own process, your own little by little process, remember, never give up, never give in, but always trust God. Until we meet again, this is your host, Pastor O. Goodbye.